Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to go to a local mock, Nick Jacobs over at KSHB.
41.
Our guy, Nick. Okay. He's well informed. He stays in tune.
Guess how long the mock is, Cody?
Another seven rounder.
He did
rounder.
All seven rounds.
Another
didn't he?
Seven.
This is more seven rounders than I'm used to.
Just wait until we get the 2025 mock draft that comes out, you know, right after Thursday night.
Yeah, that's right. Mel Kiper's way too early mock. Round one. Does not have them trading up or out of round one. He's got Ladd McConkey from Georgia.
All right. He's my second wide receiver draft crush. I've decided Leggett is my number one, but Ladd McConkey would be an acceptable fallback option at 32. I just don't think the Xavier Worthy, like the AD Mitchell thing, I think he's a little too high, and I'm thinking at 32, which wide receivers I want. And yeah, Ladd McConkey's still on my list. I still like the way he fits.
I'll agree with you on this. I think they could just stay at 32. And to me, if they want McConkey, to me, they can get him.
Yeah,
like,
32?
I think that's one of the few names where you're like, hey, you feel like if you want him, he's going to be there. And yeah, I think McConkey fits that bill. So if you're just dead set, like, hey, I want them to take a wide receiver at 32, then I think you can go and get McConkey. Versus the AD Mitchell types. Probably going to have to move up, it seems like. Again, I keep saying this, and I'm in my back of my mind, I always know that
there's just things we don't know about the draft.
We say we think it's all just based off of mock drafts and the draft experts and what they've been pushing out for the most part. Because
I don't really know where Ladd McConkey goes. He might go 60.
There's always a couple names in the first round. Somebody that everybody thought was going like 17, and he ends up going 40. And we're like, what the hell happened?
He's a steal.
What a steal in the second round. There's a guy that goes 17th that we thought was going 39. And we're like, oh, what are you doing? He didn't have to trade up. So this is what makes it fun. But also just I remind myself of that as we're talking about this. The comparison for Ladd McConkey. Oh, for big draft is big time groupthink. Elijah Moore is the comparison that Lance Zierlein, NFL Network, gave for Ladd McConkey.
A lot of what they like about Ladd too, consensus wise, is his route running is his footwork is elite in terms of separating and getting open. So helpful option.
They project as a round two for him, which is why I think he'll be there at 32.
Yeah.
And right, Cody, round two, 32, almost round two.
Pretty
anyway,
much.
Right.
I mean, 32 doesn't really matter.
He might as well be a second round pick.
After pick 15, it's all second round.
That's right. That's right.
It's third round by pick 34. Or
probably.
So
I was going to say that means their second round pick, tackle Kieran Amagaji from Yale, is a third round pick.
Okay.
But he's going in the second round.
The second time we've heard that guy yet.
A guy that I think is definitely, not definitely going to be available there, but in terms of the next tier of tackles,
he's
in that bunch.
I like him because it's like the perfect, that is competition for Wanye, but it's not giving Wanye the job. Hey, that guy's a second round pick. You are third. Fight it out to the death, you two. And whoever wins the job is the better man for Mahomes' blind side. And the other guy gets to be swing tackle, and you have depth and protection behind Juwan and behind the rookie, you know, whatever. Yeah, I do like that. Okay.
Did,
who's in third round?
Did we look up his arm size, by the way?
What's his name?
Kieran Amagaji.
While you looked that up, I was looking more on Ladd McConkey. The one thing, and we always laugh about the strength and weakness article listings for NFL.com. The one thing that does stand out, I will say, considering our discussion last week about, man, I want a wide receiver again that just can track the ball well deep. You
That's
know?
Not his strength?
Here's what they say. There's an alarming number of deep ball tracking drops in 2022.
Great news. For the that's not great. The great news for the Yale offensive tackle, Kieran, his arm length 36 and an eighth, 92nd percentile. Look at that. That man's got incredibly long arms.
In regards to his positioning, he did play left tackle his entire career. He played left guard in 2021, a majority, but then switched to left tackle for 22 and 23. I think that, to your point, Gold, with Ladd McConkey, is he's not necessarily a deep threat guy. He is
like a slot guy. Is that wrong?
It sounds more like he's slot, but I think he can play both inside and out. And again, his footwork is what helps him get open. He's a crisp route runner.
Okay.
Talk about stereotypes on this draft report that they wrote up for Ladd McConkey. So Ladd McConkey's
a six. They just name a bunch of other white guys.
Well, look,
the
comp is Elijah Moore, not a white guy. McConkey, 6'1", 86. Okay, and for those that don't know, yes, Ladd McConkey is white.
Gym rat.
Okay, but well, basically, here's the last quote from an NFL scouting director.
That's a good one, Cody.
Here's from NFL Classic scouting director. Guess. Quote: really smart. You can tell he watches a ton of tape with how good he is at picking up on how to attack guys he's facing. Just like what I mean. This is the cliche stuff that always we always laugh about.
Man, okay.
It's like trying not to do the cliche, but doing it. Speed me through the other rounds. What positions do they take?
This
fourth
gets you ideal defensive tackle in the third round.
Okay.
Mason Smith out of LSU. Fourth round guard Layden Robinson out of Texas A&M. And the reason Nick Jacobs says his reasoning behind it is it provides them a good insurance policy for future decisions on Joe Thuney and Trey Smith. So this is a guy that can learn under them. Not going to be a starter right away. Could potentially be. He's going to fill in Nick Allegretti's spot.
Yeah.
Fifth round, Kamani Vidal, running back from Troy, 5'8", 215 pounds. That's a big dude. The latter fifth round pick, Anthony Gold, wide receiver out of Oregon State, providing some
Anthony
more
Gold?
Depth.
Did you say Anthony
that's
Gold?
That's your guy.
Oh, that's the cousin of mine.
Well, Alex Gold and Tony Gold.
That's a cousin.
G-O-U-L-D.
Oh, it's like Robbie Gold.
So, yeah, Gold.
Is it Gold? Is it pronounced Gould or Gold?
I think it's Gold.
Okay.
Like Robbie Gold.
Robbie Gold thing. Okay.
That's
okay.
Like getting off-brand. That's like the off-brand goldfish at Aldi.
Seventh round pick, Jarius Monroe, corner out of Tulane. So in terms of position, they go wide receiver, offensive tackle, defensive tackle, guard, running back, wide receiver, corner. So they get two wide receivers, get the running back in there. I think in terms of position-wise, it's hard to go against the mock draft.
One thing you left out about Anthony Gold or Gould, however we're deciding.
Sorry.
Leavenworth, Kansas, he was born. He's a local guy.
Really?
He's a local guy.
Yeah, maybe you are related. Over somebody added a U in there. It's like
it's a mistake. It's clearly a mistake.
It was like when the Kelsey family found out that their actual name was supposed to be pronounced Kels this whole time.
Right.
And their dad just was like, nah, we just started doing Kelsey instead.
No, it turns out he was born in Leavenworth. But you said he went to, where did he go to school?
He went to Oregon State. Well, his mother served in the 20 years in the Army, so it sounds he bounced around.
Okay.
A little bit. It says he spent a portion of his childhood in Leavenworth.
It says his mother is a retired Army Master Sergeant, worked in military prisons. That explains the Leavenworth part.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay, sounds like kind of like, no wonder he's
Isaiah McKenzie is his comp.
Probably had him doing a military tuck on his bunk bed when he was a kid, you know?
In terms of, if he turns out to be Isaiah McKenzie, of course, that's all.
Shit.
You know, what happens. But he's a good depth wide receiver, I think, because Isaiah McKenzie's Buffalo, correct?
Yeah. I want you to look up one thing, Drew, before we go to break. You can look it up in break and get me back.
Sure.
Someone made a good point that we should not take any mock draft seriously does not include someone with a hyphenated name. I want you to find me.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire, Felix, Sandy DK, Uzama.
I need you to find me the top-rated Juju Smith-Schuster. Mm-hmm. Like everybody the Chiefs love. Find me the top-rated prospect with a hyphenated name, and then we might start doing some business.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.